Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey everybody, live from sunny Chicago, it is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness, brought to you by Global Schoolwear, stylish uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, Basic Training MedX in Scottsdale, Arizona, Populate Electronic Medical Records, with specializing in podiatry, and UK Health Radio. Have a great doubleheader today that we thought. I was supposed to be coming from England with a previous guest. I hope he can show up. Technical difficulties. Gordon McClelland, who's the CEO of Working with Parents in Sports. He's been on numerous times, and we've talked about that whole topic. As everybody knows who listens to the Sports Doctor, what a big topic that is. And then later on, I'm going to be joined by my son, Adam Wiles, returning. Adam is the CEO of Global Schoolwear, one of our great supporters, the whole world of stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. And then the Sports Doctor's in with some Dr. Bob wisdom and some emails. So I want to mention, you know, yesterday I spent 4 or 5 hours on the phone. If Gordon shows up, we'll plug him right in. But I had the pleasure to take part in what's called the National Publicity Summit, put on by Bradley Communications. Initially, they were located in a hotel right across from Madison Square Garden twice a year, where attendees would come, authors, doctors, entrepreneurs, inventors, to meet the media. And with the pandemic, they went virtual. And I was an attendee probably 10 years ago, and I've become a member of the press, where I'm now speed dated by 40, 50 different individuals. And it's just impressive with the kind of talent that's represented with the National Publicity Summit, where people are spending 4 or 5 days and getting to meet speed date the media. And it's everybody, you know, it was from Regis and Philbin to CNN to all sorts of different big TV radio shows. And I've had the honor to represent the Sports Doctor for, gosh, a decade or so. And so we had so many topics dealing with something that I've spoken about so many times, as everybody knows who listens to the Sports Doctor, the whole mental health challenge, whether it's adults, whether it's seniors, whether it is kids in school, this whole crazy world multiplied by 100 between the pandemic, as well as what social media has done with all of us. So the topics were in so many forms about self-help and the knowledge industry. And we talked a lot about the topics I covered in my book that I co-authored, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. And I'm going to talk a little bit later, especially in the third segment, The Sports Doctor's In, about my exciting new return to paying attention to The Sports Doctor's In, where I'm going to be acting as a quarterback, so to speak, a consultant, dealing whether it's with parents and coaches and superstars, kids and athletes themselves, and talking about the two main things we talk about all the time, whether it's preventing injury or enhancing performance, or it's having fun as kids in youth sports and bringing back a lot of these things that are so important. So many of the contributors to my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, besides my co-author, the Hall of Fame volleyballer, player and national team player and coach, Sharkey Zartman, was these experts in the areas of nutrition, physical training, parenting, mental training, high performance, nutrition, all of discipline, so many different topics. And this is what we're going to be including when we talk about the consultation with a son or daughter of some sports parents who might be involved already specializing in the world of figure skating. It could be gymnastics. It could be tennis, soccer, and whatever the concerns and challenges are. And there are big concerns and challenges. It's one of the reasons I co-authored the book is the epidemic, everybody, in capital letters, of youth sports overuse injuries, mentally and physically. So we're going to pay big attention, and we did pay big attention to those topics as I had psychologists from the summit, psychiatrists. I had all sorts of mental training experts, as well as addiction specialists, exercise performance specialists, all relating to the same topics that we talk about all the time. It was funny. There were some glitches along the way. It was so many individuals taking part around the country, around the world, and it was live on Zoom, and I had to make a joke about the challenges of live radio. And sometimes I might have a guest who's got the wrong time zone, or like today, who knows what happened with Gordon. I hope we can get him back because it is one of our favorite topics. And Gordon's part of my roster that I am putting together that are involved with this whole Sports Doctors In segment, orthopedic surgeons, podiatry, psychologists, nutritionists, physical training experts, team physicians, etc. So it's going to be an exciting time, and we're going to be initiating some mastermind roundtables that we'll talk a lot more on the radio. We get a chance. I'm looking forward in the next segment. I'm interviewing my son, Adam, who's the CEO of Global Schoolwear, team uniforms, school uniforms, rather, from Tommy Hilfiger, and that whole topic. And in the world of mental health, bullying, and some of these other concerns with the kids in schools, you know, what you wear and how you wear it has always been a big deal. So this is the topics I'll be discussing with Adam, involving that side of the whole world of school uniforms and what a difference it's made. And sometimes taking the pressure off some of these kids. The fact that you could be stylish at the same time, that's a whole other all over segment. As everybody knows, I take part once a month with this exciting show that just celebrated their 10th anniversary, Christine Blanchet's Run With It, out of British Columbia. You know, she's been a marathon runner. She's still a serious runner, but she interviews everybody from celebrities. She's got another TV show, and she's always included sports medicine. And I don't know if I've done a segment with her once a month for 5 years or 6 years or 4 years. She's been a frequent guest on The Sports Doctor, where, again, we have about a 10-minute segment The Sports Doctor's In, and we would talk about everything from what's the best shoe to what are some of these running-related injuries to what about parenting the young athlete, et cetera, et cetera. So the once a month, and you'll see that on our website. We're excited about our new website, thesportsdoctorradio.com. And people can go to thesportsdoctorradio.com. And, you know, we answer emails every week, as everybody knows, and emails are the route to get a free initial consultation with the sports doctors in and my roster. And that email is drrwile.sportsdoctor@yahoo.com. And again, the idea, if you are a parent or a coach, you're involved in any situation, specifically those sports parents, when we're talking about your son and daughter, then we're interested in paying attention to a lot of these challenges. I've had various experts, I'm including it on my roster, the whole financial side. I've had the money doctor who's been on my show, Francis Rahim. And matter of fact, I think I'm taping a segment with her tomorrow on the money doctor. And we talked about the financial challenges of these sports families. I remember, my gosh, my I can't believe we're celebrating the 15th anniversary of Evan Lysacek. the young Naperville, Illinois resident who, he was 10 years old, we put orthotics in the skates. 12 years later, he was the Olympic gold medalist. Unbelievable story. And that whole world of very early specialization, even at a very, very high level. And we were always concerned about early specialization, some of these different challenges, everything from the overzealous parent to the abusive coach and or team doctor. So many of these different topics that have become such a big deal. And these are the things that we talk about all the time. And I know we'll get Gordon back in the future. But when you're done live radio, as long as I have, you learn to dance when you have to. So this was a great example. And we're going to be right back, everybody. You are listening to The Sports Doctor live from Chicago. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. What happened to Gordon? But anyway, I'm excited. My son Adam Weil is my second guest. He's been on before, and I'm so proud of Adam. He is the CEO of Global Schoolwear, which are these stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. And Adam, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks, Dad. I think this is the third time I've done it, maybe.
I think so. Well, you know, again, you know, the whole world, we were just talking about the whole world of whether it's bullying in schools or hassles with kids and pressure, you know, the whole mental health side of the pressures on kids. And one of the things you and I always included was the fact that, you know, school uniforms can take the pressure of that side of things. But let's start with your background. You've been involved in this industry for a while. So give us some background on you and school uniforms.
Well, I've been doing this, I always feel like I'm dating myself, more than 20 years now.
So. Yeah, you and me both.
You know, so I was starting out with a smaller company. I really started out on the campsite and then went into school. And I didn't really, you know, at the time when I first started, I don't think I really understood the value of it. I think I understood the need for a job at that time. And then, you know, as I've done and grown into it, and it's become really professionally my area of expertise on a, you know, in a lifetime kind of thing that I've done with all these years, it's a really important facet. It's certainly, you know, the mental side of it you're talking about and all those other pressures that school have. This is one of the things that can help You know, it's something where it levels the playing field. And it's also, honestly, having kids, you know, I've got both your grandsons, my kids both have, one of them's in a dress code, one of them's in a uniform, and it certainly takes the guesswork out of what you're going to wear to school, too.
Yes. But here was the question, Adam, when you were growing up and when I was in school. Are you ready for the question?
I'm always ready for your question.
All right, Matt. Are school uniforms cool? They were never cool. They were something you had to wear. It was a hassle at private school. How did that world with you guys, you've been a big part of it. How have Tommy Hilfiger, my gosh, you know, its style, how did that world change to where it became cool to wear school uniforms?
Let's adjust that word. I still don't know that they're cool. I think what we try to do. Yeah. What we try to do is make them, you know, from a brand that kids really love, to be really comfortable, to be stylish, to be trend right, not necessarily trendy.
Sounds like cool to me.
Yeah, no, listen, I think so. But, you know, I don't know. You know, I think what they are is, let me put it another way. If a school, I think that all the reasons are there for a school to have a school uniform for kids. And if you're going to have one, I think we've done a great job of separating ourselves
now,
into a position
what are some of the parts
great.
of school uniforms, you know, whether it is sports coats or skirts, et cetera. What goes into the world of school uniforms?
Well, it's really divided into two things. It's kind of like, you know, what the clothing is going to look like, and it's usually in varying colors, right? But it's not denim. It's usually pants and it's skirts and it's skorts. And it's also usually logoed with the school's logo so that it's easily identifiable. So we're sort of representing the school's brand. So whether or not you're in a polo and a pair of khakis or you're in something plaid like a skirt, skort, jumper for a girl, a lot of times it's still logoed with, you know, emblazoned with the school's logo. So it gives that, we always say that we help, you know, elevate that school's brand, not only by showing their logo, but also by having Tommy Hilfiger as a partner to the school.
Yeah. How is Tommy Hilfiger involved in any way, shape or form? Does he throw you a few hints every once in a while? How's his feedback been?
Well, I don't think it's Tommy Hilfiger in general is a brand, right?
Yes.
Have we had interactions with folks from that family? Absolutely, and they've been great. But overall, you know, whether it's from their design aspects or being able to use the rigorous and stringent sort of application process for a factory to even make for them, which we get to use, and it gives us a lot of confidence in where our clothes are being made and by who.
How long has he been around, Adam, his world of fashion? My gosh.
A long time. You know, yeah. I mean, a long time. Yeah, you know, that Tommy Hilfiger is really a quintessential American brand, and it was driven by him, and it's turned into a global brand. It's pretty amazing.
Yes, and, you know, you talk about the relevance, again, of course, of style, but you talk about the whole world of comfort and that whole situation. What ages and what schools are you involved with? Are you elementary school on up?
Yeah, well, actually, we're from really, you know, pre-K.
Okay.
So from toddlers, a lot of schools start pre-K all the way up through high school.
Were you wearing Tommy Hilfiger when you guys were in Montessori, you and your sister? I can't remember.
I don't think so.
Neither do I.
At that particular time when I, you know, not aging myself, but I don't think it was available. So, you know, way back when. But I do think that it is now. You know, Tommy Hilfiger never was in school uniforms or thought about school uniforms until we did it with them.
I think the idea, too, that you're representing the school's brand is a big deal. You're talking about, so by the way, Glenbard West got beat. It was at 47-43.
Yeah. Yeah. 47-43, didn't they lose to
Evanston,
maybe?
Yeah. Yes. And, you, of course, Adam was a big-time athlete, long-time athlete. Now he's a sports dad. We're going to hit on that in the next segment. But, again, the idea that you would be representing the school, are you involved? Are school uniforms involved in the college world at all, Adam?
No, we're not. We're just involved.
Is anybody?
In pre-K through high school. You know, at one level, because colleges don't have uniforms.
Right.
I mean, if they do, it's not in, you know, some of that stuff I think is in some of the maybe European universities, which we are only within the United States.
So, and, you know, the word pride comes in as I'm talking to you. And again, I'm thinking about these young kids who, again, where years ago school uniforms was drudgery with a D. now becomes a pride thing, where you're almost walking around with a letter sweater in some way, shape, or form. And, you know, with so many schools with so many sports programs and so many different things, charter schools, whatever, has the world of private schools in general, Adam, grown over the years compared to public schools?
Well, in general, there's a lot. You know, there's the, you know, schools that are parochial schools, or religious schools,
right.
And there's also the private schools. And that in general, and charter schools have grown for sure. Uniform in general has grown. And it's important. I mean, we love being partners with Tommy Hilfiger, meaning Tommy Hilfiger's uniform. But
what's the website,
it's
Adam?
It's also really important to deliver them on time, right?
Ugh,
we put as
well,
much
we
time
said
and
that.
Attention. We put as much time and attention to the fact that we want to make sure whatever you order gets to you in an efficient and quick way, so that you can actually wear it. Because as a kid, it's great to say all those reasons that uniform are great, but if it doesn't show up, now you're the one kid not in uniform.
You always
we don't ever want to be
that.
The reason
yes.
for that.
Forever,
yeah.
As long as you've been involved in that world, you stressed and talked about from the hassle to the efficiency side of how important that was. My gosh, getting this stuff out on time and, you know, getting that kind of credibility, that whole side of things was always something that, you know, you paid big attention to. That's the bread and butter of the whole thing, man. You got to have that stuff on time to say, to say the least.
And keep in mind, everybody orders it at the same time. So you have to be prepared. You can't just say we're going to do this many orders over the course of the year. We do 70% of our orders in the second half of June through the end of August for the whole year.
Got to design a shoe. Is there Tommy Hilfiger involved in the world of shoes?
Oh, yeah, of course they are. I don't have a desire to play there because that's a, you know, schools don't require shoes. So you're carrying a lot
yes.
of inventory and you don't know
well, you know, your dad's
them,
a sports podiatrist. I thought between socks and shoes, you know, in some way, shape, or form, we'd get you involved.
Looking out for you. You know what I mean?
Absolutely in that regard. So you're involved in, from preschool and does the public school world or the sports uniform world, do you ever see them getting involved on the school uniform side of things? Public schools?
Obviously sports uniforms is big business. We don't do it. You're making 12 or 15 of them at a time. And
right.
there's some wonderful companies out there that do it. It's not what we do.
Do you do gym uniforms?
We do a lot of gym uniforms, yes.
That's a big deal.
It is. We probably do, a few hundred of those programs and they're great. And we make a really great product and people seem to really love it. But I would say that on the sports side and then the, you also mentioned public schools. Public schools, there's a lot of public schools that have gone towards a dress code. But generally in a public school, price plays a really big, and rightfully so, I feel that we're priced wonderful, but they usually want to give students a lot of choices. Like in a public school, it might be, we need you to wear a khaki or a navy pant, if that's their dress code, anywhere you want. And we need you to wear, a polo. And in that case, we certainly play in that, but it's very hard to, anticipate how much of that might come in at any particular time.
And you must have all sorts of variety on the girls' side of things. What is the world? What's the percentage boys, girls, in the school uniform world?
Real close to 50-50.
Wow.
Overall, that goes by enrollment. It's 50-50.
Keep you out of that political argument. You know what I mean? If you say 50-50, you're in good shape.
That's exactly right. And I also say, what was I going to say about that? I was going to say that, we have about 100 styles. In other words, and then we have a lot of different colors and sizes. So
that's a
we
big
offer
deal.
We offer over 10,000 what we call SKUs, meaning size, color, because we do husky, we do slim, we do lots of colors, we do
I don't know what
tall.
Happened to
we
Gordon,
do,
yeah. but I thought I'd get you across the pond into England, but because you'll be on the England show next week in that regard. But how is the relationship in the world of parents, Adam? Again, parents are in the middle of all of this stuff. Do they get in your way, or are they very cooperative?
Well, I would just answer that if you do what you tell them you're going to do and you come through on your promises, you don't have any problem with them. So the problems with school uniform companies that have either, been around and come and gone is because they can't deliver on time. And, parents, are in the world of if you want to order paper towels from Amazon, they're going to come that day or the next day. So people shop differently. Expectations are different, and this is customized pieces. So I think that parents, now, when a school's going to uniform for the first time, then parents are going to have an opinion. A lot of people think it's not a good idea, right? So, but we don't deal with that. We deal with, once that school has already made that decision, we're responsible for making them look good, right? So if we do a great job of delivering on time, you know, we have over 99% of our orders went out on time, over 99% of our orders went out complete. So when we're able to do that.
I guess they have logos in one way or another, so you must be big time. I remember all those sewing machines and all of these different insignias that you have, patches and whatever. That's a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, we have the third largest. It's embroidery machines, floor in the state of Wisconsin, and that is because we handle so many logos, a lot of logos. So not only that, it's not like one logo per school, because if the school has a navy and a white polo, then the logos are going to be different colors, right?
Who are some of your colleagues with Global School where we want to give a shout out to?
Listen, we have an amazing team. I would hate to leave anybody out, but we've got a great team. I've got some folks that I've worked with for a very long time. You know, my partner, Rupesh Agarwal, is amazing. You know, Matt Coles, who's both our COO and CFO, is amazing. You know, Joy Dressler, who's in operations, and Dave Roberts, and, you know, Brett House and Sunil. You know, all these folks are amazing, have been with us a really long time. We've worked together really closely.
I think, you know, you've always stressed, I think it's your upbringing. The relationship side of anything, the empathy side, the ability to work together as a team and build some of these names I've heard, like Semi Forever, as long as you've been involved in business.
Well, friends. When you work together for a really long time, you become close, you become family. And, you know, we've got a great culture at the company. And although I love you asking me who to mention, and that makes me think about who I might not have. So I'd rather just say...
I think that's a great answer. I hear that all the time when I talk to different people, you know, maybe the team physician, and we can't leave anybody out. So he gives the same answer that you did. I think all-inclusive, to say the least, especially we've had an opportunity to meet, you know, so many of them. And again, you know, we want to really continue to stress, you know, student relations. You know, this is the mental health side of everything, whether it's the parents or the school officials or the administrators. And the fact that there'd be good rhythm and good vibes in all of these areas is so important, because there's not a bigger problem that we're facing than the adolescents. You know that in the middle. You're in the middle of all of it. And we're going to talk more about, you know, even as the sports relationship side. But the school side is such a big part of the family life, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I mean, as it relates to, you know, your show and what we play a part, I think, in making it easier for kids to concentrate on what they're learning, you know, and not necessarily what they're wearing.
That's a big deal.
It is.
I think that's a major point.
It's not nothing. Right.
No, it absolutely is not. And any parent in 2 seconds gets that. Again,
right.
Whether it is trying to keep the fun in sports when we're talking serious traveling teams and club teams, et cetera, or we're talking about the world of bullying, it's a huge concern. We talk about it a lot in the world of youth sports and some of these different areas. What do you mean you didn't lose that 20 pounds? So it always flies by. Adam, give us the website. People can find out about Global.
So I know, because we're a very proud sponsor of your show, and if you listen to your show all the time, you get a chance to hear it, but it's globalschoolwear.com.
Oh, it's one of our best commercials. I wrote it with you. Adam,
yes,
hey, man. Thanks so much. And we're going to be right back and talk to you about a couple other things. It's the Sports Doctor, everybody. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago for Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. I thought we might have had the Global Schoolwear commercial before, but we'll go when Adam was on. I'm talking to my son, Adam Weil, who is the CEO of Global Schoolwear, one of our great supporters on the Sports Doctor. And I wanted to get Adam on this side. Like last time I had you on, you interviewed me.
I did.
We got some feedback. Yes, and I'm going to mix this in. I want to get, you know, you're a sports dad, and you know that the importance of having, whether it's the right training program, whether it's paying attention to injuries, whatever the topics are, you know, and this is what we're getting very excited about. I'm putting together this mastermind group of 15, 20, 25 experts to be able to help sports parents and or coaches deal with some of these different challenges in the world of sports parenting. How are you doing in the world of sports parenting, Adam? I always thought you pay big attention to that your kids are having a good time.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, it depends on their age, right? So when I've got Griffin, who's 9, you know, it's can we get him up early enough to get to the game?
Right.
So it's like one of those things where if you've got, you know, he plays on really in a very competitive basketball league, and he's a good player. And he's 9.
He plays 5 different sports.
He does. But if we're talking about just, I'm thinking about in the last couple of weeks, tournaments like on a Sunday, and the first game, you know, it was right after daylight savings time, and we've got to be there, you know, at 8 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, that's part of it, you know. He's walking in here right now. He probably won't jump on with me, but he's a great player. But that's a big part, is to get him motivated to get up, because it's not easy for everybody.
But, you know, it's interesting. You know, I spoke about Evan Lysicek. You remember, you grew up with Evan, the world Olympic gold medalist. When he was 10 years old, I first saw him with orthotics. And when I had his mom on the radio and we talked about whose goal it was, she'd say, he has ice time at 6 in the morning. I never have to wake him up. You know,
you can love the game, but still, like, you know, I mean,
when you're Griffin,
and he's playing, you know, depending on the day, it's football, it's soccer, it's basketball, it's
baseball.
But you're
also a sports parent. We have Lincoln, who's 16 years old, who really just, you know, after cross country, really wasn't an athlete. He's jumped into baseball, and you're navigating that situation with coaching, some of these other things. So it's an interesting perspective, you know, again, as a sports parent, on, you know, what are the best ways to deal with all of these different kinds of challenges. I think you've done very, very well, because it's everything from the expense to the time to the pressure. The more talented your son or daughter, the more you've got this kind of pressure to play to win, and sometimes to deal with overzealous coaches. And you're starting to experience some of that.
Well, yeah, but I would just say, you know, what's most important to me, and everybody's different, is that they're loving their life, and they're having fun, and they're following what they want to do. Like Lincoln, just because you're not an athlete when you're young doesn't mean you're not athletic, right?
Exactly.
It just means that you might not have focused on that particular thing at that time. Yeah. So when he decided all of a sudden he wanted to play baseball,
who knew he could throw bullets with snowballs? And then we said, hey, maybe this kid's going to be a pitcher.
Well, you talk about the mental side of it all the time. I mean, I don't know if I could have, as a sophomore in high school, all of a sudden decided to play baseball and gone and shown up. He was amazing. So I give him a lot of credit for that.
So do I. Absolutely, so do I. And in many instances, again, we get involved many times in these situations. again, where we're recommending, you know, as everybody in the world of sports medicine, we want these kids to play different sports. We want them to use different parts of the body. You remember our late, great colleague forever, Bob Guida, paying such a big attention. Strengthen the opposite, he would say. Work the brakes. He was imagining a tennis player swinging the racket 2,000 times a week and wondering why their right. neck and upper back hurt in that regard. So, and overuse and overkill is one of our biggest challenges. But, you know, eventually we're going to get our documentary out where our children play with Joe Franco from Chesapeake Films, where I've taken part in that for the past 4 or 5 years. And he always stressed, and both his kids are talented soccer players, he wanted them to have fun. That's why he got into the documentary. He was so concerned in the pressure side and overuse side, and he was right on top of your exact reasoning, Adam, which is, we need these kids as part of their overall well-being to enjoy their activities. And as a parent, remember the late, great Jim Vickery? He would say to, when I would drag him along with you guys to our lectures, and he would talk to the parents about, don't be a critic.
He'd say, you and I will go back and forth. But sometimes you'll say, oh, how many games did Griffin have? And on a Sunday, he had 3 games, whatever. But I could tell you, comfortably, I have yet with my kids anyway to see an example of them being overused, overpushed.
Agree.
You know, I just haven't seen it. So I mean,
no,
I think that sometimes, yeah, it can be tiring, it can be exhausting,
but
it doesn't mean that I don't think they've been put in any kind of danger. And I'm glad I've seen that.
But But when we're talking about traveling teams and club teams, and again, whether it's volleyball, whether it's soccer, whether it's dance, whatever it is, once we start to specialize, that's my article coming out this month in Lower Extremity Review is called The Prodigy Sports. You remember that chapter, where you do have a young gymnast or a young hockey player or a young whatever figure skater, and it's all they want to do, no matter how much we'd like them to do other things. And the fact that the more talented this kid is, then all of a sudden we've got different situations, some of it even, you know, financially. So, and you're right in that area, you know, when you get into those different ages. So the fact that we're stressing having a good time is like the number one reason of a sports parent. But boy, it gets out of hand in too many instances.
It does, but I haven't had experience with it yet, so I can't speak to it. I can just tell you, so far, so good.
Yes. Well, again, you remember we were out there hitting, I was hitting baseball. I still have some of the baseballs in the, on this tail over here that we were hitting baseballs. I was whacking you tennis balls on the in the street, getting you ready for playing the infield.
Right, but no one ever had to ask me to go play. You know, I mean, I was always, you know, outside playing, wanting to play ball, whether it was basketball or baseball or any of the other things I played when I was younger. But those
you took your basketball out of your locker. You then put in your baseball glove, but you always were organized to also be a good student. And this is another thing we talk about a lot when we're talking about the whole sports parenting world. Most great young athletes are very good students. They know how to decompartmentalize. You know, if you had to do your homework at 10 o'clock at night, you had a little bit more discipline than your sister.
Dad, I don't remember. I mean, I know that I did well enough, and I did well. I don't remember being a great student. I remember getting
good enough grades. No, you were a good student. But, you were a good student. You were good enough to get into U of I. But we wanted to know at what level. You were a good pitcher. And we wanted to know, where did you – that's why I'm so involved with Baseball Blue Book. You know, when parents have these questions, how good is my son? And, you know, should he be in college level? You know, where should he go? And the next time I have you on, that'll be the rest of our topics because we ran out of time, Adam.
All right. Well, I enjoyed being part of the show, Dad.
Oh, man.
You always tell me you're proud of me. I'm proud of you, too. You're doing a lot of, you know, putting a lot of good information out there for people to absorb. So thanks for letting
me. Hey, Adam Weil, Global Schoolwear, globalschoolwear.com. Thanks, Adam. Love you. We'll be right back, everybody, with the Sports Doctors In segment. Hey, podiatrist, is your EMR system slowing you down? Upgrade to Populate, the artificial intelligence-powered electronic medical records for podiatry practices. With an easy-to-use interface and simple workflows, you'll spend 40% less time in your EMR while collecting 10% more.
Switching to Populate is simple. With their top-tier support, visit PopulateEMR.com today. Start enjoying medicine again. PopulateEMR.com.
Hey, everybody, we're back. Live from Chicago, it is the Sports Doctors In segment, where we preview some upcoming topics or and guests, add a little Dr. Bob wisdom, maybe answer a few emails. We had a funny live radio, so we had that situation today. My first guest, don't know what happened to Gordon McClelland, the great CEO of Working with Parents in Sports. He's been on before. We definitely will have him on again, but the glitches of live anything sometimes are a hassle. This was a good example. I'm still excited and glowing about that segment I had with my son, Adam, where we were talking about his great company, Global Schoolwear, and talking about some of his thoughts on the whole sports parenting world. We've got some interesting guests coming up next week. James Porfido, he's an attorney. But he's also a guy who's run over a dozen marathons or half marathons, and he has a lot to do with the performance side, some of the mental challenge side and the performance side as an attorney and in his own situation as he's added in the importance of being a, if you're a marathoner, you're competitive. So that side of things. And then Gerard Wooters, who is a sports physiotherapist, sports psychologist, Taoist, talking about, again, some of this, the mental game side of things that we include on the Sports Doctor all the time, whether I'm talking to psychologists or psychiatrists, mental trainers. Some of these individuals will be part of my whole new venture that I'm going to speak about now with my Dr. Bob wisdom. And we're in the middle, you see it on some of my platforms, of launching the exciting Sports Doctors In consulting group. And I'm going to be the quarterback, where I will be consulting, advising sports parents, sports coaches, even athletes, dealing with everything that they're dealing with, whether it's the dealing with an injury side, whether it is dealing with a nutrition side, a drugs side, physical, mental training, parenting side. And I'm surrounding myself with a roster that I first put together pre-pandemic when I was launching this, of doctors, experts, the participants in my book, past radio guests, in all areas of youth sports and sports medicine, the physical side, the mental side, the nutritional side, the high performance side, the parenting side, et cetera. And being able to refer these individuals who might be looking for my consultation into any of these areas if needed, and then follow up with them on what their progress is. Again, whether it is enhancing the career of your son or daughter, and their tennis or their volleyball or their swimming or their running or cross country, whatever it happens to be, whether it's you and your running and or pickleball and or tennis or whatever it is, yoga, particular sports activity, and even mixing into the health and wellness side big time, where we might be talking about any of these particular aspects. Along with that is the launch of my new website. I was so aggravated losing so much of the original website because of technology and whatever. And the new website, thesportsdoctorradio.com, which includes everything that I'm involved with, including this upcoming venture. We were looking to not only have the consulting ability for a coach or a sports parent, but also have the development of a mastermind group
which will involve as many of these individuals who want to be involved. And again, I'm talking about, as of now, I have commitments from our previous group, Gina Pongetti, her whole gymnastics world and her Olympic side of things and some of the things she's doing. Kate Davis, RD Kate, sports nutrition. Dr. Denise McDermott, her holistic adult child psychiatry. The author of the great book, Iced. Numerous guests, Gary Reinl, prominent orthopedic surgeon, still celebrating the Philadelphia Eagles, Dr. Nick DeNobile, and with his Pennsylvania Pittsburgh dance, his history with the pro teams out of Philly, the great Chicago team doc, Dr. Brian Cole with the Bulls and White Sox, who's a colleague of mine with Baseball Blue Book. Hey, Chris Ahmad, the Yankees, involved somewhere in the group. My longtime radio colleague, Noah Perlis, who's involved with that exciting New York radio station, I think will probably be part, just mentioning a few. And we're announcing this all across the various platforms, along with, you know, who's on the radio show and what the show is about. On Instagram, as well as on LinkedIn. I'm recently involved with Blue Sky. We've been on X for a long, long time. You know, tens of thousands of followers that were looking to make this service and education involved with. You know, again, whether we're dealing with the best athletes in the world, you know, when you're watching the Olympics with all that excitement and you're seeing a 20-year-old or a 19-year-old or even a 22-year-old, you're looking at somebody who probably was specializing from the time they were eight, you know, 9 or 10 years old. Again, that's what I experienced when we were talking before with my son, Adam. Might have mentioned it initially. Evan Lysacek, again, you know, just time flies, man. I can't believe we're celebrating 15 years since this kid won the Olympic figure skating gold medal, and that crazy excitement around all of that. He was like 10 years old. I got a couple of young double, triple jumpers all in that 10 to 12-year-old age as we speak. Everybody who listens to the Sports Doctor knows it's one of my real big-time prodigy specialties in the world of figure skating. We have a couple of their master coaches also involved. My colleague, Sheila Thielen, and the vestibular training product. She's been a numerous radio guest. They're very excited about the sports medicine and health and wellness side of that whole vestibular balance training system. She's part of the roster also that will be getting involved. And as everybody knows, the educational side is a big deal. And I can't tell you, you know, it's, again, like I was mentioning when I was dancing at the beginning of the show, when Gordon, somehow we didn't connect, and I was talking about the National Publicity Summit that I was just taking part in yesterday, and I was getting, you know, 2-minute speed dating by all sorts of authors and doctors and experts and coaches, et cetera, who wanted to become a guest on the Sports Doctor. And I had to sometimes sit back and think about some of this expertise that I've seen pass by us as guests on the Sports Doctor. And one of my biggest points when I was talking to many of these attendees was, again, the Sports Doctor is not limited to a sports show. And that we deal with so many different topics. I call it the umbrella of topics on the Sports Doctor. Again, I'm just mentioning some of the different areas. Again, the whole medical and healthcare system where we are featuring on and off and those kinds of challenges. Physicians' expertise in the treatment of cancer and the education and how to somehow get the right information at the right time. Experts in Medicare. Now, I'm just going to say good luck to all of us with what's going on with the health care and with some of these different systems. We will see, but I'll catch everybody next week on the Sports Doctor. Thanks to my friends at BBS Radio. See ya.